This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Democratic chairman of three House committees said Tuesday they plan to subpoena the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, after the State Department ordered him not to appear for questioning related to the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. The committees were scheduled to question Sondland behind closed doors beginning Tuesday morning. The State Department also withheld messages Sondland had sent that were deemed relevant to the inquiry. U.S. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff.
The failure to produce this witness, the failure to produce these documents, we consider yet additional strong evidence of obstruction of the constitutional functions of Congress, a co-equal branch of government.
Trump defended the order, tweeting that Sondland would have testified before what he called a totally compromised court. U.S. lawmakers are not the only ones protesting President Trump's pullout of troops from Syria. In a Syrian village Tuesday, a mostly Kurdish crowd protested against the U.S. troops pulling out from positions along the border with Turkey. Protesters say the U.S. is essentially abandoning Kurdish fighters who fought alongside American forces in the years-long battle to defeat the Islamic State. President Trump says ISIS has been defeated.
We defeated this group, largely. Defeated ISIS, 100% of the caliphate, 100%. And we wanted to do 100%. I was going to do this 9 months ago, and we were not at 100%, but we were pretty close. Everyone said, can we get to 100%? Now I get to 100%. And they say, well, maybe we could stay longer. I say, well, when do we get out?
The Kurdish-led fighters have been the main U.S.-backed force in Syria in the fight against Islamic State. This is VOA News. As China continues to face criticism for pressuring Hong Kong on the ongoing democracy protests, Beijing received an odd voice of support from Uganda. Analysts say Kampala is backing Beijing as a gesture to China due to its growing economic reliance on the Asian giant. Halima Athmani reports from Kampala.
Uganda's foreign ministry last week issued a statement describing the protests in Hong Kong as radical and violent and expressing deep concern about the situation. In a telephone interview, Uganda's junior minister for foreign affairs, Okello Riem, says the statement was about supporting their Chinese friends.
Historically and ideologically, we have been aligned to China. In our most difficult times, in the times when we need as friends, China stood with us.
Hong Kong has been consumed in protests since June as pro-democracy groups clashed with security over what they see as China's efforts to restrict the city's autonomy. Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kampala.
Uganda's bilateral trade with China, like much of Africa, has steadily grown to about $1 billion annually, the vast majority being Chinese imports. Uganda's Auditor General in a January report indicated China loaned the East African nation $3 billion since 2011. The White House says the next round of U.S.-China trade talks will begin in Washington on Thursday. The two sides last held major talks in July, but there was no major breakthrough in the trade dispute between the world's top two economies. President Trump announced last month he was postponing a new round of tariffs on $250 billion worth of Chinese goods from October 1st to October 15th as a gesture of goodwill. China followed up by lifting tariffs on U.S. soybeans, pork, and some other farm goods. Iraqi President Bahram Saleh has condemned attacks on anti-government protesters and media after a week of demonstrations and related clashes left more than 100 people dead and 6,000 wounded. He called those committing the violence criminals and enemies and used a televised address Monday to call for a halt to the escalation. The military admitted earlier Monday to using excessive force in confronting protesters in the Sadr City neighborhood of Baghdad. And three scientists have been awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics for their work helping to understand the evolution of the universe and the Earth's place in the cosmos. The Nobel Committee announced Tuesday that half of the $918,000 prize was going to James Peebles, the other half to Michel Mayor and Didier Queloz. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.